I'll be spending some time in Ephesians, and just wanted to share one part of Ephesians, which there's so many amazing parts. But maybe I'll start with this part, if you're wanting to follow on your Bible or your phone app. But Paul prays, let me just go to verse 1, chapter 1, that in verse 5, is it 5? Yes. Paul writes to the church and says, verse 4, sorry, for he, God, chose us in him, you and me, chose us in him before the creation of the world. How's that? Before anything was created, the whole world, man, before anything, you and I, his children, were chosen. That's how valuable we are to him tonight. Okay? To be. So there was a purpose for us.
Yeah.
Not a number, but someone that's going to count and will count into eternity because we're his children. He called us and said, he chose that we would be holy and blameless in his sight. That was God's plan for us. That we'd be holy and blameless in his sight. And in love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons. Sons and daughters, of course. Through Jesus Christ. In accordance with his pleasure and will. To the praise of his glorious grace. Which he has freely given us in the one he loves. And this is the picture of Jesus. And in him, allowing him in tonight, like the word counsel, is the key for us to actually be at peace and know that it's what he's called us to. If we have any doubts tonight about what he's called you to, we want you to leave in faith, knowing what it is that he's called you to. Now, I'm not talking about dreams he's given you, individual passions. Those things will work out over time. I'm just saying, he's called you first to be a son and a daughter in his household.
Good.
And his dream, and why he sent Jesus to cover us with his blood, is that you and I would be holy and blameless in his sight. Because outside of that, we cannot be in his sight, even the sight of like a sniper gun. He can't look at us outside of that.
Sure.
And the key is to be in Jesus. And as I was reading through Ephesians, I'm not going to have time to go through it all, but I'm thinking on another Sunday, I'd love to go into a bit deeper. But here's a beautiful thing in verse 15, just a quick jump to verse 15 of chapter 1. Paul says, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayer. So for Paul to be so, like, impacted that he just cannot stop remembering Greenpoint in his prayers, you know, imagine him in those days walking in and seeing it. But the two things that stood out for him, what were they? What does he give God thanks for? The faith that the church had in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the second one, the love for all the saints. And I don't know how many times I've just whipped past that part. So I thought, that's cool. But this time it feels like God's put his weight on.
Yeah.
And their love for all the saints. And you know, this week we just were so challenged. God spoke so clearly to a group of us that right now are functioning as leaders in his household. About every single saint, every single believer is so valuable in God's sight, in his church, in his gathered people, which is us tonight in Greenpoint, Cape Town, you know. And our love for every saint is going to be what sets us apart, what makes God excited.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, I want to say that it's actually not easy to love every saint. Can I just say that? Because maybe you think it is easy because I stand here. It's very real. Like, yeah, Louis laughing, you know, it's guys being real, that's good, nod your heads. It takes Jesus to help us because we are human beings. But you know what? He's called us to get that right.
That's good, yeah.
This side of eternity. And why does he want us to get it right? Because the world looks and sees and goes, I want some of that. This is different to what I live in every day. So I ask myself about our purpose and Greenpoint. That we, our faith in the Lord Jesus may be amplified in this time of COVID and beyond, so that the world sees Jesus through us. And the second thing may be said of us, our love for all the saints is so remarkable and so profound and so supernatural that guys looking in go, this is, I want some of this. And I'll share a little bit of testimony this week. An old friend hopefully we'll be in our gathering soon, reached out on Facebook, having seen us online and sharing our lives through this time, and reached out after, I think it's about 16, possibly 18 years since I last saw her, and said, I need to return to Jesus. How do I start? What can I read? So there's lots you can read, but better we need to see each other and my wife. Because I said, there's just something about people of God rubbing off on you. I've remained, by God's grace, for 17 years, and my wife, Taryn, largely because of Jesus, but largely because of the people he's put in our life. We need to be with each other and mutually walk each other through this journey. So I said, the first thing you need is the family of God, and there's lots of books, and there's the Bible, of course. There's also books that can help you, but and we got together, and you know what? This person was in tears. You know, God, you got some people so guys out in the promenade now sowing seeds. Sometimes you might be watering as you're meeting people. Sometimes the person's ready for growth. Only God knows where they're at. This particular person was ready for growth, and Tara was able to lead her to Jesus in a prayer. And I'm supporting tears. We will baptize. Hopefully, be baptized in the ocean this week. And you know, God is looking. It's beautiful. Praise God. You know, you go away from that time so faithful that he will just use you at one point in the journey. It's lovely to be used on the journey, but it's lovely to be used when someone comes to God. I mean, we all love that. And but remember that he is working in people, and it's so evident right now that he's working in people's hearts that are broken and lost and don't know this. And my hope is that more and more people will see that in us. Our faith in Jesus Christ, despite the chaos around us, despite the fears that are coming, we just walk so close to Jesus that they cannot understand, and they become attracted to them, and they become attracted to our love for one another. So let me move on. I just thought something of what is our purpose, why are we even gathered, why are we even together? Well, those two things need to be developed in us. So just quickly to touch on maturity, we're called to be built up. Chapter 2, verse 20, 21. It's talking about the household of God. And we are now members of God's household, you and me, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, Jesus, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too, us, are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. And as we are being built up one another, this is why it's this family in Greenpoint, as we develop into a building in which God will continue to dwell, people are going to be added to us by the Lord. Yeah. That is what's going to be our inheritance in the saints, which Ephesians goes on to speak about. The inheritance in the saints. And often we say, what's my inheritance? What's eternity going to look like? Louis' eternity is going to look great because he's just a servant of God. But, you know, I just want to sing loud Louis because he did an amazing thing this weekend. But his inheritance is actually in the saints. Yeah. Louis does within the household of God, what all of us do within the household of God, how we love one another, how we step. Our inheritance in eternity will be what we lived out in the gathering of believers. Louis flew off to see somebody this weekend. Mark's dad, Mark Pierce's dad, had a memorial in Port Elizabeth. Louis gets on the phone and says, I want to fly up and be with you at your dad's memorial, my friend and my brother. And he flew to Port Elizabeth and got together with Mark and supported him. How amazing is that? Yeah. And there's love, action, there's friendship. Yeah. That is the church doing something that involves, oh man, that is amazing.
Yeah.
So I want to honor you for that.
Yeah.
Louis, and I know you're going to be embarrassed, but that was just God moving in his heart. It was beautiful. And where's Sia? Sia's here with us for the first time tonight. Sia works in the hospital. She's a frontliner. Yes. She was amazing. And Sia's been facing things that most none of us really know what it's like. And you know, just to see the home group she's in, just come around and just sort out her meals for the next while, and just sort it out and run around her, and just do something. These are practical ways of just of us living out these promises, these prayers that Paul had. So I just want to honor you guys. There's a whole lot of things, but I can't share them all. But It's just so encouraging to see what people have been doing. So well done, you guys. Well done. And yeah. So to what end? To what end do we live this way?
Yeah.
To what end? You know, how should we live? Why do you matter? The chapter goes on to talk about unity and maturity. And so chapter 4, verse 3, Paul says to the church, make every effort. Actually, just before that, he says, I urge you, as a prisoner in the Lord, almost like this appeal, like where I am in this I'm locked into the Lord Jesus, and as a prisoner, please hear what I'm saying. I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble, gentle, patient, bearing with one another in love. For me, that speaks into this thing of loving all the saints. You know, to get that right, we need to be gentle, patient, what else? Completely humble and bearing with one another in love. We need to get these things right so that we may be able to love all the saints and have the set of us that these guys get this right and it's different to the world. Amen? You guys with me? And then he says, make every effort. So I urge you to do that. And now make every effort to do this, to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Unity of the Spirit of the bond of peace. There's one body, and one Spirit. And he goes on to say, just as you're called to one hope, one Father, one. So there's this thing of us coming together as one body and helping one another to grow into all that he's called us to be. And that is our life mission, the guys. That we would see Marcus come into everything that God's planned for him by lifting his hands, coming around him, encouraging him, walking till eternity, that Marcus becomes all that God had made him to be. That takes investment into one another, knowing one another, not seeing like a walk and promenade, just a walk and coffee, but this is our investment into each other. Just as doing life, this is my life goal, to have an inheritance that is wound up in the saints, in the called out people of God, the people that he's placed me into family right now in Greenpoint. As you've been called into this body, for those that aren't visiting, this is our inheritance. This is it. Huh? I know it's not the most impressive. No, I'm joking. It's such an impressive group. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Like, I get to, you know, that this is the thing that God's going to give us. He's going to give us an inheritance of us and how we shine in this world. How he was able to send people our way as we love one another, as we held ourselves in faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm not going to go too much further than that. Maybe Isaac can just gently play a little bit in the background. And I thought maybe just to ask us one or two questions. And as each part does its work, we become the mature body of Christ. Yeah, Lord. I want to read us one more scripture as we end. You guys just stay with me. Stay with me. There we go. Yes. So we know Ephesians 4, 11 and 12 pretty well, those of us who've been around. And I want to read it as I end. So Ephesians 4, 11, it was he, God, who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And I was sitting there thinking, the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, and I realized, I don't even know if I've tasted that yet, if I'm honest. Kind of about you guys. But the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, and you realize, man, we're scratching on the surface. What is it that stops us? Well, it's us that stops us. Jesus wants us to experience the full measure, fullness of Christ. And we get in the way, don't we? Sometimes we get so wrapped up in our individual thing. What is the thing I need to do? What is the thing going on? And sometimes it's an amazing gift of passion and zeal that you'd never want to dismiss. But the thing here is that until we all reach the unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, that we have a unity amongst us in knowing who God is, in knowing Jesus, till we all unified in that place of actually knowing Jesus. That is what we aim for as in the body. And it takes us working together and taking on the journey, encouraging one another to that place, so that we all attain to the full measure. This is why we have gifts in the body, helping one another and steering each other and bringing what's needed. And I just felt for us to be prepared. What are our works of service look like? And I know there's evangelists amongst us. Often that work of service is out there. Amazing. The majority of the work of service for many of the gifting amongst us would be to help one another reach the fullness, full measure of Christ. And we're not there, but we have Jesus fighting for us. And this is his promise for us. He sees this for us. So important that he sees us being built up until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son, Jesus. Can we stand together? I think one way I'd love us to leave tonight as a family, as a bunch of friends, but more than that, as believers who are joined together by Jesus. It's an incredible truth. Those of us that are that know him tonight, joined together in a very powerful supernatural way. And I just as Isaac begins to play, I just want to ask us a question and you know, in your heart, see to it where you feel to respond. But it does feel like tonight Jesus wants to and continue, he really has. Touching and opening hearts and even speaking over certain people tonight. But I really believe he's got something for all of us to catch. And maybe just let me rewind to Paul's early words in the scripture. That he was pleased to see the church in Ephesus, that they had a faith in Jesus Christ and a love for all the saints. And let that be our cry tonight, Lord Jesus, that every single one of us that know you here tonight would be able to leave with a fresh deposit of faith in you, Jesus, the head of the church, our Lord and Savior. So I pray that if it's you tonight that wants God to give the gift of faith again, to lift your faith, even in the circumstances that we have faced, and I want to say, let's respond to him and this last song, even by raising a hand, one or two of us can even get around you. If it's faith that's spoken to you now, just raise a hand. And if it's the thing of love, which has been like a theme of the last few weeks, just that this remarkable love for all the saints that Paul saw in his church. If it is a love issue for you in your heart tonight, if you want God to just give you his love for the body of believers, for the family that he's put you in, ask him tonight. Trust that he will do that even now. As we respond, can we do that? Just raise your hands as a sign of, Lord, I want you to do that with me tonight. And trust in song as you speak to him, you reach out to him, call on his name, trust and pray for that to happen. We will always be there to support you. We'll come around. But just do that in song as we end for the last few minutes. Is that cool? That's it for me.
When years in faith.